Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I think it's just the finals, you know. There is no favorites in the finals.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you. By the way, real fast, before we get to start, sit, cut, isn't that what Jokic is supposed to say when asked, like, what's it like being the favorites or something like that? Because I don't know if there's another route to take if you're asked something like that, Joe, where you go, okay, yeah, we're the favorites, but, you know, Miami's a tough team. No, you're probably going to deflect it in some way, shape, or form. And plus, there's the whole, you know, athletes talking about betting thing that's precarious. But if anybody is criticizing Jokic for what he had to say, think of the context.
No, yeah, exactly. And we live in this betting space. He doesn't. He probably tries to stay far away from it unless it's a series where they're the underdog, which we've seen happen before in the playoffs. And then they, Malone especially, they really lean into it. You know that they were hyping that part up. So now it's turned. Now they're the favorite. And now, oh, no, that doesn't mean anything. That means nothing. It's the NBA Finals. Everybody's great here. They have a wonderful defense. They have a great coach, Jimmy Butler, superstar, all that. So, yeah, I'm not going to criticize playing it right.
Well, also part of that soundbite that I found much more interesting was he did say we were underdogs in, like, the last series, and now we are favorites. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, what are the sports books doing? None of this makes sense. I'm confused. So then he's kind of like, I don't think there's any favorites. I thought it was just funny because he seemed really confused as to what was going on.
I would like to bet at the Jokic sports book where nobody's a favorite. You just pick the winner.
Yeah, that would be fun. You get some good prices that way. I like it. The CLV must be amazing, the Jokic sports book. So there are a lot of ways to bet the NBA Finals, Game 1, Series, all that good stuff. So we figured, all right, let's play a little start, sit, and cut where we come up with three bets within a category and say, which one are we starting? Which one are we sitting? In terms of keeping it on the bench, keeping it on our roster, and which one are we cutting altogether? So let's start with the NBA Finals MVP. Joe, who are you starting, sitting, and cutting?
All right, starting. Yeah, I hate the price. We all hate the price. But it's Nikola Jokic. Jokic is going to be the MVP when the Nuggets win it all. Minus 360, I have to start him because I think that's what's going to happen. Now, since I think the Nuggets are going to win, and he's been averaging 27.7 points per game in the playoffs, a big boost from what we saw in the regular season, he could end up scoring more than Jokic in this series, and it's Jamal Murray. I would sit him. I do think there's a chance, but especially with how the voting has gone in recent years in the NBA Finals and what we've watched this year in the conference finals, it's hard for me to believe that the second-best player on Denver would win it, especially when you have Jokic, a guy that's, you know, he's lining up the hardware with his regular season MVPs. It might be time for him to get the finals MVP. And for bench, I didn't go Butler. I just decided to go with Caleb Martin. That price is off to me. 40-1. Should it be the same as Bam? Maybe. Obviously, much shorter than what it was just 1 week ago. But we saw that even if Caleb Martin snaps, even if he's the biggest reason that the Heat were to win the series, that they're not going to give him the award. They're going to give it to Jimmy Butler. So I'm going start Jokic, sit Murray, bench Martin.
Yep, I definitely agree with that. I mean, who wants to lay -350 on Jokic to win the MVP? But if you think the Nuggets are winning, it's like you have to take a look at it, right? I mean, I don't think any of us are betting it, but he's going to win that. I'm also going to sit Jamal Murray. I do at 10-1. I do see a situation where, you know, I guess the Heat throw everything they have at Jokic and he's just a little more limited and Jamal Murray takes over and is the total star. Or hate to say it, what if Jokic is banged up or something? And they're like, maybe it is Jamal Murray. So I guess at 10-1, put him there. And then, I mean, I would just pretty much cut. I mean, like if you're betting Bam at 50-1, I guess it's a good number, but like I just don't see him winning it. So I'll just put Bam there. Like you're just wasting your money. So I would stay away from that one. So I will cut and sit that one.
By the way, one real reminder of the rules here, Joe. It's a starting, sitting, and cutting, or starting, benching.
Oh, I say bench.
Because sitting and benching are pretty much the same things here, but cutting, they're gone from the roster altogether, saying absolutely, don't bet that whatsoever.
Cut Caleb.
Yeah, exactly. Very similar results here with you, Joe. Yes, -350 is terrible, but that's how we play this game, right? Like it's implied probability. With -350, you're looking at, you know, well above 90% likelihood to occur. And I think that's what we're getting with Jokic. If the Nuggets win the NBA Finals or -400 to win it all, then Jokic is winning the MVP. And so even though it's, you know, half a dollar, I still think that there's value there. So give me Jokic to start. To sit, I'm going with Jamal Murray at 10-1. Again, the Nuggets are just significant favorites that, you know, maybe there's an outside chance that we get one of those Andre Iguodala years where Jamal Murray just goes off and becomes the obvious player for winning this award. And I think there's also an acknowledgement that because he's healthy, the Nuggets are in a different position. So it's possible that he gets it at 10-1. You know, that's not a terrible price at all. And then for cutting outright, I'm going with Jimmy Butler at +350. There are many paths where, you know, even if Miami does somehow win this series, it's possible that he's not winning the MVP. It could be because you've got a Caleb Martin sighting or something like that, where he's the one who carries Miami. I think the Nuggets are, you know, especially with Aaron Gordon on the floor, they're going to do enough to contain Butler. It's if everybody else, all of these role players who don't get enough attention, if one or two of those step up for four games, then yes, it's going to be a very different series than we're expecting, but it has to go down that path. It's not going to be Jimmy Butler hanging 60 every single night. So I'm cutting Jimmy Butler as far as it is concerned. So let's move on now to series correct score. We've got Nuggets in a sweep at +450. We've got Nuggets winning 4-2 at 4-1. And we have the Heat winning in 7 at +950. So, Joe, who are you starting? Who are you sitting? And who are you cutting?
Cutting. I will. Okay, so longtime listeners of 670, The Score in Chicago, where I've been for like over 20 years, they would understand this reference. Here's where I messed up. The reason I did that, and I don't know why, certain things just stay in your mind forever. They would make fun of radio shows where people call in and ask their fantasy football questions. Should I start or play this guy? So they did a segment, sit him or bench him. So they would have people call in and they would tell them to sit them or bench them. So that's where my confusion was. That's where my brain went for some reason, even though that was like 10 years ago. I mean, that is the worst radio ever. Should I play this fantasy guy? What do you guys think? Like, nobody gives a crap. All right. Correct score. This one is popular, which I don't love. But it's the one that first came to mind. Here's what I'm starting. I'm starting Nuggets 4-2 at +400. Man, it feels like everybody's making this prediction, but I think it makes perfect sense. Now, if 4-1 was an option, maybe I would have gone there, but I'm going to start 4-2. I am going to sit the sweep. Seamus McGee mentioned to us, this is the one that would hurt them the most. There are people betting on the Nuggets to sweep. And guys, there are some sports books. I was shocked at the price of 4-0. I thought you would get much more value than what's out there. So I guess it does show that people are betting into that. I am sitting a Nuggets sweep, and now I am going to cut Heat in 7. Not only pushing it to 7, but winning in Denver, don't see that one happening. There's a reason that one is +950, but starting Nuggets 4-2. How about you, Aaron?
Yeah, very similar. I'm going to start Nuggets sweep, a little bit better number, but yeah, I was surprised it wasn't like a much better number than the 4-2. But I just think after watching that Lakers series, I think they can sweep. They've got the home court advantage and they just have another gear with Jokic. Like even if they're down, that guy can just take over a game and they can find a way. I just think it's going to be tough for this Heat team. So sit is Nuggets 4-2 at 4-1 and cut Heat 4-3. I just don't think that's happening. It's +950, so I'm cutting it. I would be shocked. Not much to say
right
there.
I think we're all in agreement here. I've got start Nuggets 4-2 at 4-1, sit Nuggets in a sweep, and cut Heat winning this in 7. One other thing I would add too, and this is more generic advice, and I know I've said this more than a couple of times, but don't be afraid to pick the road team in these series bets to, say, clinch the series or something like that. Because I think we always, you know, operate under the assumption that the home team is always going to hold serve in key spots, or it's not going to be a sweep because Denver can't possibly win 2 games in Miami. Well, absolutely that can happen. You know, Denver is a very good basketball team. So I look at this and go, you know, Nuggets at 4-2. I think there's some value there because they clinch in Miami. So there's something to be said for that. Okay, so now, Joe, let's go around the horn and let's have everyone pick their favorite NBA Finals bet. Anything you want, okay. What stands out to you?
A quick follow-up, since we're in agreement on 4-2 and Jokic MVP, what do you guys think? Because I saw this, you have all sorts of combo bets. What do you guys think of Denver 4-2 and a Jokic MVP, which is +480?
Ooh, I like that.
You know, pretty that's good. A good point. No, go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, I was going to say it's Denver 4-2. I'm still thinking they could sweep. So I don't know. I might stay away.
I mean, you could do both parlays. I mean, there's probably some value in that in terms of just tacking on Jokic to win MVP for both of them. And if either one hits, well, you're still making plus money. So that may be another option for you. But I love the idea of tying Jokic MVP to really anything and just getting a couple of extra nickels out of the process.
100%. Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, you can increase your value by that much since we all think Jokic is going to win the MVP if Denver wins. Mm-hmm. All right. Favorite bet. And, you know, over the last couple of days, this has been juiced up a little bit, but I still love it. And it ties into the series price I gave. Denver minus 1.5. I know it's 175. I was +150 the other day. And I do think that they take game one tonight. So it is a bet that I'm willing to lay that sort of juice right now. Now, if I thought that there was a puncher's chance that Miami would win this game, I would say wait a little bit. But I don't see that happening. Maybe I'm kicking myself tomorrow. But I don't mind laying it here with Denver -1.5. Obviously, they need to win in 6 games or fewer, which I have as a very high probability. Aaron, what's your favorite bet?
Love it.
Aaron?
My favorite bet, I looked at total made threes. Now, this one is interesting, and I think it's could be wide open. So I looked back at all three series in the playoffs. So Jamal Murray has a total of 47. Gabe Vincent has a total of 45. Caleb Martin, and you've got that recency bias, but he's got 39. And then Michael Porter Jr. has 42. So what I did hear, though, in this last series for Caleb Martin, when I bring up that recency bias, he has 22 total made threes compared to 15 for Jamal Murray and 16 for Gabe Vincent, 14 for Porter. So I'm thinking in this series, because he's also really good defensively, he's getting a lot more production. Caleb Martin at 6-1, there's some good value on him to have the most threes. It's something that it's more of a value play. Obviously, I'm on the Nuggets here. I could see a situation where he has to take over. He's playing more minutes. He's putting up a lot of threes, and it's 6-1. I really like it.
Aaron, how in the world did we get the same best bet here? Caleb Martin, most made threes. That's what I have here. Yeah, wow. I have exactly the same thing. I looked at three-point shooting rate, and it's at 53.6%. That's not very high compared with, say, Duncan Robinson or Max Strus. But to make a lot of threes, you got to play a lot of minutes. And Caleb Martin should, you know, have a lot of time out there on the floor. And I think also, too, let's not forget in the playoffs that sometimes you have to adjust significantly what you do from one series to the next. You can't just assume, all right, Duncan Robinson is a three-point specialist. I mean, how many times did we see him drive in the last series against the Celtics? A good bit. He was a more complete player out there and looked pretty doggone good. So to me, Caleb Martin, we know he can shoot the threes. It's just, is he going to be open to doing that? And to me, I think he will at a value play. So I definitely like that one. So great minds think alike. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, we go off the board right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.